Okay, 10:15, please.
Request of Thomas Edward Mullen to address council regarding the homeless.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, sir. Council, for allowing me to talk. My name is Thomas Edward Mullen, and I've been a citizen of Portland, Oregon for some 52 years. And I've been working on a homeless situation for over 40-something years. And I'm here to voice to the council. I've been trying to get some assistance, I guess, because I work alone and trying to look at different problems and working with the situation of the homeless situation in the last several years. And I've seen the storm coming about the affordable housing and stuff. If they wouldn't have stopped the undivided house program that started back in the late 70s, that would have stopped a whole lot of these problems with the homeless and the people that's mentally retarded and everything, with the 24-hour crisis center that we would have had there, and for the families and everything that fell within the crack, as y'all called it back at that time, that couldn't afford affordable housing or whatever till they could have got back on their place. Now you're coming up 30-something years, and you had duplicated everything that we would have done. So you stolen every one of my ideas. You overpowered me and took it from me. And so at the point of 8/31/1989, it became Thomas Edward Mullen versus Pope Williams of Portland, Oregon. So now I got the whole Catholic against me saying, oh, man, you done ran over a father. So, therefore, that's still within the loop, so we have to start that. So it knocked me clean out of the loop. And then, again, I got injured by the city in 1/14/1994. That took me all the way out physically. So now I can't work, can't get around or nothing. So this is all within the state of Oregon. As you started this motion today with the flag, that you dropped the flag half flag. I am now going to make the sign of number 7. As the young man said, if you're going to speak on the flag, you must know the whole power of that flag. And it says within the flag codes, if you turn your flag upside down, it means that someone is threatening you, someone has stole your property, and the federal government of Washington, D.C. must be called in. Not asking what you want to do, you must be called in. Now, I've been signing my flag upside down for the last 15 years. Ain't nobody got here yet. So, therefore, all the way to Washington, D.C. is in violation because the law still quotes and it quotes now. So, therefore, you guys want to cry about what that flag means. You want to honor the flag, but you got to honor the whole policy of that flag. And that's where you're in violation. And I agree with that man about that number 7 that refused to stand up for the flag, and I refuse to at this point in time and will until you honor your whole policy, not when you want to or when it helps you. And so, therefore, I am here to seek money to get back into helping the housing thing. As a citizen of this Oregon, I should be able to do that and show you a way that you guys have been overlooking things that could move the situation along, and what things that you overpointed, I have put in more time. You guys ain't been here over 15 or 5 years or whatever. So, therefore, you're missing an invaluable person here. And so, therefore, I'm speaking for the whole state of Oregon and people that's in the situation. I want someone to get back to me. And if you're scared to talk to me, please hire someone that's not scared to come out and talk to Mr. Thomas Edward Mullen about this situation, or elsewhere I'll try to take it politically or to the public.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
All right. We have a